Morning, everybody.
How much of your job is picking up chins today?
Well, a big piece of it. And sometimes you just got to suffer through the day and focus on tomorrow. But yeah, that's a big part of the staying in the fight and surviving the challenges. No different than Phoenix is trying to do in their building today.
Is this as down as you've seen this team, though, since you've been here?
No, I think it's pretty similar to the losses that we've had. I mean, they've been a pretty resilient group and found a way to come back. I mean, the compete has always been there on that next night after a tough one, so we're expecting the same.
Is that part of the sales pitch? As long as you have a puncher's chance, you keep swinging then?
I would say that's part of the identity of your hockey team, that we won't look at circumstances to decide how hard we're going to try. It wouldn't matter where you're at. That can't ever creep in that despair is in your room, regardless of the situation that you're in. So it's a learning process for this group, and they need to learn how to handle these days.
Are you any better at playing close games than you were, say, 4 or 6 weeks ago?
I think from my point of view, I have a lot better understanding of what's happening on the ice in front of us now in these games than we did a month ago. And the compete was good, like I'd said, and I think I'd said, you know, there was lots of room for the quality of the game to improve, and in chunks of it is. We understand our offensive zone better. We understand our defensive zone better. The neutral zone is still a challenge mentally for us. I felt it kind of got away from us in the second there. There's plays that you want to make that you want to have the confidence to make through that neutral zone, but you find that when the game changes direction on you, that's usually the place that it changes. You know, you're looking for something in the neutral zone that's not there, and you lose the flow of the game. And in the second period, they had more offensive zone time. That was as big a function, really, on the faceoffs as it was turnovers at the offensive line. We had three that came back, and they got quality time in our end of the ice off those three. And we didn't see that early, and that changed the flow of the game. But in answer to your question, I mean, if I can understand now where the mistakes are coming and why, where people are, I see that far more often in our game now.
Did you say, last night after the game, you said something to the effect of you played a really strong first period, you probably wouldn't have done it up any better or envisioned anything better, but either the game changed or you guys trying to change. I didn't really understand what you said.
There are times in games when you have those chances, right?
Yeah.
That you feel you have full offensive control of the game, and that's a fallacy. And now it's every time the puck touches your stick, you know, we should be able to create something. And that just doesn't happen. So now you're trying to create something every time the other team starts playing a little bit, and now you feel you're behind it in a 0-0 game, where you've had by far the better chances. That's the mental flow of the game. And truly, it goes to the identity of how you're going to play the game shift after shift. And that is the constant goal that we strive for here, is just a better understanding of our game so that you don't change as much. They're going to get their chances. Every team does over the course of games. But, you know, there was a feeling of sometimes when your offense is so good and you don't score, well, we'll just do this all night long. And when the other team starts to battle a little bit harder and pinch a little bit harder, and then there can sometimes even cheat a little bit more, you don't understand why. Where'd that offensive game go? Well, the other team gets paid too, and they play a little tighter on you, and you down. Now you start to force things. So now the pucks aren't going deep. And that's where, you know, we lost the flow of the game in the second period, and that was our challenge.
So in a lot of ways, do you learn more about your club in those circumstances than when you're maybe winning 4-0 or something like that?
Well, I would have liked to have been learning nothing in that game last night, because it could have been 4-0 early on. But they go through that. You know, that's the big challenge here is gaining that identity of a style of play. And it will certainly take some time. And it's not evident every night and every shift, but I really feel it's a lot closer to, we're a lot closer than we were when we started.
How much of it's mental?
Oh, a fairly big chunk of it. You know, I mean, yeah, that part of it is for sure. I mean, what you can do with the puck and what your skill level and all things, I think that in the end determines your effectiveness with your style of game, how many goals you score, how many you give up. But the consistency of the game is mental, and winning is a big chunk of that. So, going in after a game, said you like your chances, you did, you know, over there, that'll only last for a while. You've got to have success with the game, and we've had some, but not enough.
What's up with Bogo today? Anything?
He's better than he was yesterday, and we'll see tomorrow. It's kind of one of those deals. It's just one of those injuries on feel, how he feels. Skating this morning, so with the bigger group today and inching forward, he's not playing tomorrow.
He won't play.
He's not playing tomorrow. No.
Any update on James Wright?
Moving around. No update. I mean, it's a long termer.
You have Bufflin available tomorrow?
Yeah, so we've got question marks, and we'll see when we get off the plane how they feel and how they get through the morning skate.
Any change of feeling on the disputed goal for you, or no?
No. Okay. No. Matter of fact, I thought. You know, Cam went down in the butterfly or in the two-legged slide that he was down in his position. He didn't get held out, and then Buff kind of landed on beside him from being tripped.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.